Hello and welcome to episode 24 of the Altius Images Drone Positive Podcast. I'm Todd Dudley and I'm the founder and director of Altius Images. As a drone pilot, the negative press that drones receive annoys me no end. This podcast is trying to change the negative public perception of our multi-rotored friends, one positive story at a time. There are plenty of stories out there that show just how amazing drones can be, and I'll be reading you one of those stories each week. So let's fly into some positivity and see just how amazing drones are. Today, we're discussing a couple of very exciting bits of news coming out of Ireland. More specifically, we're looking at Manna, an Irish drone company which has secured a $25 million investment as it looks to scale the business to operate in multiple markets by 2023. Founded in 2018 by entrepreneur Bobby Healy, Manna has developed aviation-grade drones that fly at 80 kilometers an hour and deliver goods including groceries, takeaways and medicines within a 3-kilometer radius in less than 3 minutes. The company has been doing about 100 deliveries a day as part of a trial in Oranmore, County Galway, since last October and is to expand to another Irish location shortly. Mr. Healy said he is hopeful that consumers living in suburban locations across Europe will soon be able to avail of the service as new legislation comes in that is likely to radically alter last mile deliveries. Dublin and London-based venture capital firm Draper Esprit has led the Series A funding round with participation from DST Global and Team Europe, which was founded by Lukas Gowalski, chief executive of German-headquartered takeaway service provider Delivery Hero. Existing investors Dynamo Ventures, Atlantic Bridge and Elkstone were also involved. Manna has already signed partnerships with a number of major brands and retailers, including Tesco, Samsung and Just Eat. Speaking to the Irish Times, Mr. Healy said Manna would use the new funding to help it prepare for new EU regulations expected to be passed into law in 2 years' time. From 2023 onwards, Mr. Healy said, across Europe, we'll be ready to enable businesses in suburban towns to have physical products delivered to customers from as far away as 50 square kilometres within 3 minutes. He went on to say that while Europe is the priority, the company has also just hired a new head of US operations as Manna begins exploring opportunities in North America. Our biggest competition in drones is Google parent Alphabet and Amazon, but this is a $1 trillion+ opportunity, so I'm happy to share the market with those two players, Mr. Healy added. Manna expects to need further investment ahead of its launch in other markets, but Mr. Healy said getting Draper Esprit on board as a backer sends an important message out to the market about the value of its proposition. Draper Esprit, which has been an investor in Irish tech companies over the years, said Manna is a great example of a company that has the potential to change how we live. The listed VC, which this week announced its portfolio is due to exceed 1 billion euros, has previously backed Irish companies such as Sweeper and Roomex, as well as well-known international names such as Revolut, Wise, formerly TransferWise, and UiPath. Chief Executive Martin Davies said the VC was a long-time backer with the deep pockets necessary to make it possible to take a bet on an early-stage company such as Manna. We as a firm have a good DNA in being comfortable placing bets on businesses that might be out of the comfort zone of others. That is within our investment remit, added Nicola McLafferty, investment partner at Draper Esprit in Dublin. She said that although it is still early days, drone delivery has matured quickly, thanks in part to the work Manna has done in demonstrating how viable it is, not just in terms of technical achievement, but also as a commercial proposition. We fundamentally believe that drones will have a core role to play in the future of last mile deliveries. While there are regulatory hurdles, Manna has done an excellent job in cultivating good relationships with authorities and accelerating acceptance of it generally, she added. Ms. Clafferty said Draper Esprit was continuing to evaluate other prospects in the local market, with the VC typically making at least one investment a year in Ireland. This story isn't the only bit of recent good news for Manna, though. It has also been awarded the first light unmanned aircraft system operator certificate, or LUC, from the Irish regulator, opening up Europe-wide opportunities for the company. The LUC is recognised across the European Union, following the introduction of the EU drone regulations at the start of this year. The Irish Aviation Authority said the application was approved after a rigorous assessment of the company's operational capabilities in line with the new regulations. A spokesperson from the IAA said, "The light UAS operator certificate is a very exciting development in EU regulatory terms and provides Irish companies like Manna Aero with access to a potential European market of over 500 million customers. Drone services are an important part of the green technology mix in Europe and provide a competitive alternative to traditional service delivery. Our ambition for the new IAA is to facilitate UAS innovation and competitiveness with the highest safety and security standards, ultimately providing benefits to consumers at the end of the supply chain. To read both of these stories in full, follow the links in the description of this episode down below. But there we go, that does it for another week of Drone Positive. They are some very, very exciting stories for Manor, for Ireland, and for the drone industry in general. We are really not far away from seeing delivery drones as the norm, and stories and investment like this are just going to speed up that process. So very exciting times. Thank you for listening to this episode. We would love for you to get in touch with us on social media. We are at Altius Images on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find us easily enough on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. All of the links for our channels are down below, so do please reach out. We'd love to hear from you. If you're new to the podcast and haven't heard our Droning On series yet, or the other episodes of Drone Positive, go back in our feed, look out for those, as they're all well worth a listen. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Please subscribe to, share, and rate the podcast so that we can spread our positivity as far and as wide as possible. We will see you next Monday for episode 25 of Drone Positive. But for now, fly safe and stay safe, folks. Bye-bye.